Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is college basketball in the home stretch Hall of Famer. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline, led Maryland to a national championship back in 2002. He's Gary Williams. Coach, what's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Cannot complain. Gary, let's start with this. Louisville yesterday, NCAA denies appeals. The debacle stemming from the escort service a few years back vacating 2013. We know they're in the crosshairs of the federal government as Rick Pitino is out as head coach there. You've been in this sport for a long, long time. You've certainly followed this news cycle. How fascinating or how sad has it turned out to be for Louisville's program now?
Well, it's sad. You know, Louisville, you know, you go way back to Denny Crum. Over the years, you know, they've had a great basketball program. You know, Rick Pitino has been one of the great coaches, especially during his college time, both at Kentucky and Louisville. So, you know, it's sad to see something like this, but it's also it's something that's necessary. In other words, you have to do something when you get into a situation like that. And the NCAA stepped up. Now, I think with the ongoing FBI investigation on other things, that made the NCAA's job a little easier to really come down pretty hard on Louisville.
Now, Gary, let's talk a little bit about recruiting. I mean, when I was at Notre Dame recruiting, I would offer kids their junior year, or I preferred their senior year so I could see exactly what they were going to be. And your feeling on, you know, how they're recruiting eighth graders and ninth grade, it would have drove me nuts. I'm actually glad that I'm not in the recruiting business now.
Yeah, I think, Vinny, I know what you're talking about. The problem is these kids are being recruited. When they get to ninth grade, a lot of times they're being recruited to certain high schools. They're being recruited to summer programs. And so they're in the recruiting process long before, you know, the colleges really get serious. Now, if you, like in basketball, if you see a guy that's 6'8 and he's a ninth grader or whatever, obviously that kid's going to be recruited as much as possible. And there's, you know, there's so much recruiting that goes on behind the actual contact with the coach, the family, whatever. There's, you know, the summer coaches. There's people involved with shoe companies now. There's things like that, all putting pressure on kids to go to certain places. And, you know, the thing that kids should remember and families should remember that whenever somebody wants to do something like that and it looks like they're really trying to help you, they want something in return. It's just like anything else. There's no free lunches. You know, there's always paybacks in the whole process.
No, well, I'm sorry, Coach, but when did you know in a situation like that where it was time to tap out early and walk away because you knew this was not going to go in a way that was acceptable by NCAA standards?
Well, you had to because you don't want to waste time either. You always think you're going to get the player when you recruit a player because you think, you know, like everything will go well and you'll get them. But as soon as you see that somebody's going to do something that you're not going to do, then you might as well leave because you're not going to get that player probably. And the problem is you get criticized for that. You how come you're not recruiting so-and-so? How come you're not doing this? And that's tough sometimes. But you waste so much. It's more the waste of time. You could be recruiting somebody that you have a chance to get. So why not put all your time and energy in that direction?
Yeah, whenever I recruited, Gary, a kid from the South, single-parent family, I had no shot at because most times – they were looking for something, and I was not giving something.
Sure, and the thing you're going against there is people are telling that family or whatever that it's not wrong. You should get a piece of the pie. In other words, schools are making all this money now, and you should be you should benefit from that, not just. And the other thing that's out there now is in other words, if you say, look, room board tuition. Fees, right. Cost of attendance, things like that. You can take a scholarship value, especially at a private school, up to $400,000, $500,000 over a four-year period. But that's not a value like it was 20 years ago. The idea of getting a college degree isn't as significant anymore as it used to be.
Now, Gary, what's your feeling on the one-and-dones? Because that's basically changed college basketball. I mean, because we saw Krzyzewski at the beginning didn't want to get involved with it, but then it's like, I've got to do it. If I want to compete, I got to do it.
Yeah, there's a few schools you look at, like Duke and Kentucky now, definitely where kids are going to look at them. Kansas is another example where a lot of the one-and-dones will go. It's one of those things where the idea with the rule, instead of a kid being able to go right out of high school, go to college for a year, that was supposed to be a great benefit. Well, it's turned out that it's not a benefit, because most kids don't go to school. If they're there for a year, they, you know, register for the first semester, no matter what they do academically, they can register for the second semester, and they leave the last game of the season. They don't stay past, say, the beginning of March. And so there's no idea that you're a college student or anything like that. So there's a lot of changes, I think, going to be out there. I think you're going to see situations where kids don't go to college because they don't want to. There's going to be the baseball rules out there where you can sign right out of high school, but then if you do go to college, you have to stay for 3 years. So there's a lot of changes that are going to be made with that. But, you know, one and done right now, a kid that's a great player, he should probably go to college for that 1 year, because you get marketed better there than you would if you went to Europe. You hear people say, well, the kid should go to Europe and play for a year. Well, you don't get marketed over there like you would here, in terms of not just where you get drafted, but in terms of off-the-court money that you can make eventually.
Gary Williams joining us here on the program, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Hall of Famer. Gary Williams, former Maryland coach. Maryland right now 8-9 in the Big Ten, and they need some work to do, obviously, to get into the NCAA tournament for the fourth straight year. I guess the criteria for the selection committee is extended way beyond coach, the wins and losses and strength of schedule. Are you cool with the way that they are now deciding who the top 68 team should be? Because 9-9 in the Big Ten used to be, you know, something to be proud of. I mean, Nebraska has 12 wins in the conference, and they're on the bubble right now.
Yeah, I think, well, the Big Ten's down this year. I think that hurts everybody involved. You get past the Michigan State, Purdue, Ohio State, Michigan, you can throw in there, I guess. You could get past those four. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that make predictions on this, that only four will go from the Big Ten. So we'll see how that works. But it's based on what you do against at home, against certain teams, on the road against certain teams, and it's top 30, I guess, top 50, top 100. All those things are there. So you really have to look at your schedule each year and see, you know, what's the best way to meet that criteria. Hopefully the NCAA doesn't change the criteria, because they've been great at that, of changing what's important every year. I know a couple of years there when we were around the bubble, you know, we thought that we scheduled with the idea of a certain way, and then all of a sudden it gets into January, February, and it comes out that they're going to pick teams in a different manner. But I think this is a pretty good way. It forces you to play some teams. It forces some of the big teams to go on the road, which they didn't necessarily have to do before. And it's not just about number of wins, because, you know, with the way you can buy games now at the power conferences, if it was just about wins, you could buy 13 wins before you started your conference play.
And for Wichita State, they had a gaudy record last year, but were a 10 seed. This year, record not as impressive as far as wins and losses, but in a tougher conference, so they benefit from that, I guess.
Yeah, I agree, Bobby. I mean, I think you should be rewarded for playing a tough schedule. And that's what the NCAA is trying to do right now with the selection committee.
Now, Gary, do you like the fact that there's no super team, that basically there's a bunch of teams that could win the tournament?
Yeah, I think for the fans, is that, you know, they like that, because there's a lot of hope out there at several schools. If a Michigan State gets hot at the right time, if a Villanova makes their threes during the NCAA tournament, you know, and, you know, you see Purdue, they had 19 straight wins, and all of a sudden not playing particularly well now. But the thing with the Big Ten teams, they've got this week's rest coming up, because they moved the conference tournament up a week so they could play in Madison Square Garden for their tournament. They're going to be rested going into the tournament. And some years you're not rested. If you play a tough game, say in a conference championship tournament on a Sunday night, then you have to play Thursday in the NCAA tournament, and you have to be in town probably Tuesday night for what you have to do on Wednesday. There's not much rest in there, but this year, you know, the top teams in the Big Ten certainly will benefit from that week's rest.
Gary, what would you say the percentage is of talent and coaching when it comes down to these tournament games?
Well, if you have a great point guard, in other words, when we won it, we had Steve Blake. He was a great point guard. If you have a great point guard, you have to have that, I think, to get past the Sweet 16. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And that enables you as a coach to have a guy on the floor that you can, you know, really talk to. You don't have to call timeout every time the other team makes a run or whatever. The point guard knows what to do. So if teams with a great point guard, so you look at Brunson at Villanova, that might give them an edge over quite a few teams because of his ability and his smarts on the court. That really helps Jay Wright. So I think that's really important right now.
Hey, Gary, did you ever have, and I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time, you ever have a parent like Lonzo Ball's dad, you know, that was always involved in the media? And if you did or didn't, how would you handle that?
Well, I never had someone to the extent that Ball has been involved with the media. I mean, that's different. I mean, he's even involved with the Lakers, you know, which is hard to believe that, you know, the NBA, come on, it's a pro league. What's a parent got to do with how many minutes his son gets or who he plays with? It shouldn't be there. But Ball's done a good job from that perspective of really getting involved with that. I've never had parents that strong. You always have parents that call you and want to know how come their kid isn't playing more, and some parents get very vocal, especially now with the internet, and they have avenues to express how they feel. But at the same time, you have to coach your team. You know, you can't, you know, be held accountable to parents if you're trying to do the right things and if you've been successful and, you know, it's worked what you've done. Why should a parent be able to get in there between you and a player? And a lot of times it affects the players. That's the problem. It, not just basketball-wise, but academically and things like that in college. And, you know, it's really a shame that that does happen. But, you know, they're parents. They really care about their kids. And, you know, they're you know, sometimes you get a little blinded by when it's your own son or daughter.
Gary Williams, Hall of Famer, joining us 105.7 The Fan on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Coach, we'll let you roll. Mike Patrick is calling it a career at ESPN, and I don't want to show my age, but I remember him doing the ACC games when I was a kid, which I'm not any longer. And I know the ACC has changed, and it's even hard to get in touch with these games on local TV. But Mike Patrick, locally oriented out of D.C. mainly, but what do you remember about him and a friend to the league that he was for so many years?
Well, he was great. I think every league gets identified with somebody that's good, and Mike certainly was great. And he was very flexible. He was good in football, good in basketball. He could work with different color people next to him. You know, sometimes you get some of these guys that, you know, they have their own stick and it's very difficult to work with. But Mike was always able to adjust to that, and he was fair. You know, that's all you want. And Mike wouldn't be afraid to say if you were playing bad, but he'd also say that, you know, if you were working hard and the team was playing well, he'd say that too. And I think that's what you want. And he was easy to listen to. I think some guys, you know, they're good for a game, but over the course of a season or over the course of years, it gets tough. Mike was always easy, and he's had a great career.
Now, Gary, what do you miss about coaching and stuff? I mean, when you're sitting there watching these games, I mean, are you watching it as a fan, or are you watching, you know, strategy in your head? What do you miss about it?
Yeah, I think you miss the game planning, getting ready for a game, a big game. You're playing a nationally ranked team or something. That's something that you can't replace. I don't think any coach that's ever done that and then retired has been able to replace that. Then the other thing is just the interaction with the players, your players. You know, you have them from 18 to 22 years old for the most part. You're trying to see, you know, them develop not just as basketball players, but as people that once they leave, they're okay. They're going to be successful, whether it's basketball or not. And, you know, it's a great feeling to win a big game, walk into that locker room, knowing that everybody in that locker room had something to do with the fact that you won a game. So you can't replace that, but I was lucky I had 44 years of it, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, you have some really good memories.
Coach, you're in the Hall of Fame. Lefty's a finalist. Lefty Drizel, should he be in?
Well, I think he's getting in this year. He's the only college coach up there. And one thing this year, they're not going to take any current coaches because they're waiting to see what happens with this FBI investigation. And, you know, this is a good year for Lefty to get in, and I think he's going to make it. You know, it'll be great for Lefty and his family.
Gary Williams, Hall of Fame basketball coach, national champion, 2002 University of Maryland coach. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the tournament. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks, Bob. Vinny,
yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
You got it. Gary Williams on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.